Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ann Hirsch. And it's been a great show, always is. And we're going to go back to the Christina Lu Show. One thing I do want to say is, you know, I do some of these Project Safe programs, and I'm actually doing one tomorrow in Belmore with Senator John Brooks and a few other people at the Bel Air Rehab and Nursing Home. And my part of it is I'm an investment advisor, and I have the ability to offer investment advice because I've taken the Series 65 test. There's a bunch of tests you have to take via FINRA, 7, 63, 66. I've taken them all, but most specifically is the 65. It's a very important one, the 65.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad to know that you, like, you stay up on it.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
Does it have any other meaning besides what you're doing?
Maybe coincidentally. What do you think?
Well, usually it's not out of the ordinary that something comes up regarding Christina Lu and her birthday. It's either coming or going, one or the other. Well, so I'm...
It's going. It's going.
Oh, it's going.
It's either coming or going.
So we missed it. If you wanted to send belated, or you wanted
it's to... It's a 65-day belated. Not a belated. Oh, okay. We acknowledge. Hey, we wouldn't be standing here or sitting here today if we didn't acknowledge.
We're acknowledged. It's a new trend.
Gotcha. But, okay.
And it's just coincidental how a number comes up every month. Every week,
it
rather,
is.
That pertains to something we're doing, and everything goes back to that
birthday. That's
birthday.
Right. It really
John
does.
John will never let you forget how many days it has been.
I don't know how
this
began.
Well, whatever it is.
And now he'll never be able to stop, so that's, he's locked in officially. But it's also nice to know that, like, John is very qualified in his job now. We know he took that test.
This is a sharing, and I just really hope this person's not listening. You know how things happen and they keep going? Well, years ago, somebody who I worked with brought me in a box of cherries that said cherry or something on it. You see them all the time. They're chocolate-covered cherries.
Yes.
It's like a red box.
Yes.
I hate them.
Yes.
I said they were delicious. How am I going to turn around and say they were no good?
So now you
I got so many cherries for the next couple of years.
Well, that's why we have things called free
gifts. I love them. The next time,
I know.
I said, oh, my God.
But that's why you're a very good person.
Thank you. And
please,
I gave them to people.
Please.
I was like, oh, I mean, I try. I just, no, there's nothing wrong with them. People love them.
Yes.
I was like, and then somebody said, see? That's why you have to be honest. How can you be honest and say,
I'm with you,
like
John.
Those things? Just say, thank you very much.
That's exactly. I would do the same thing. Forget that. But speaking of milestones, the town has received their 1 millionth service request to 311's call center.
Wow.
Which is, and not to toot our own horn, but guess what that call was for? It was for Project Independence Taxi Ride.
Wow.
Which we were very excited about.
Is this broken down, like how much Project Independence is in the 1 million?
Usually at the end of the year. So it's usually average about like 40, where we receive like 43, I think it is, percent of all the calls that come, which is an insane number if you think about it, because there's a lot of, all the departments in the town are wonderful. But, you know, Project Independence, which I really think it's important to mention because, as we have mentioned before, you know, it's a small staff and department at Project Independence. And the fact that so many of these service requests are coming in and really being answered in a timely manner just shows the dedication of everyone that's part of it.
Right.
But it's really great. So it was for a taxi ride. And I just think it's really wonderful. And, you know, I can't say enough amazing things about the call center and the fact that North Hempstead has this available, this system that is efficient and, you know, is accountable. It's really certainly an amazing thing. So I'm excited we hit 1 million.
That's amazing.
Which is
I didn't know
is
that.
Really
well,
absolutely
no reason to know.
Is amazing. So
that's like the conversation before, man. Nobody pays attention. We have a 311 system, but 1 million calls have gone through
it.
That's huge.
Yeah.
You know.
And, you know, and you have to also realize, too, you know, so a call comes in to Project Independence, and it could be someone saying, you know, it's one call for gutter cleaning. So that gets one SR. But a social worker will call and say, oh, you want to get your gutters cleaned? And then it turns into, oh, I need my blood pressure checked. I need, you know, my whatever could be done, you know. And there's so many different things. So just that one request, if you really think about all the services that are shooting off just from that one call, we're way surpassed, you know, any kind of...
Now, are you familiar with the gutter cleaning?
Yes.
Okay, like TRI, I'm familiar with
that. Yes, that's TRI.
And, TRI comes for that, too?
Yeah, so TRI, the Rehabilitation Institute, is partner with us, which is one of my favorite organizations, through the... it's called the Help at Home program. And through Help at Home, so they do gutter cleaning. They do light, like, maintenance cleaning. They do moving heavy objects, which is really, you know, you see seasonal requests. Okay. So a lot of, you know, obviously in recent times, first of all, gutter cleaning is number one request, but it's only, it has to be, like, first level, window cleaning, because they're not going to get involved with, you know, like, a higher gutter that had, yeah, like a ladder or something. But we've been getting a lot of requests for putting ACs in the windows.
Right, right.
So you'll see that, you know, and then when the season's over, it's taking the ACs out of the windows.
Right, okay.
You know, when it's like Christmas season, it's helping, you know, dispose of a Christmas tree or bring, you know, so it's really a lot.
TRI is one of the best organizations.
There, it's amazing.
It's just amazing. And that little thing that a senior shouldn't get on a step stool to change a light bulb.
Right.
Why hurt yourself? God forbid. You can call them. And within 5 minutes, they come with a supervisor, change the light bulb, and go.
And what's great about that is, you know, we kind of train people, because a lot of times, how many of us forget, to change the batteries? So you're allowed to use the program 3 times a year.
Oh, okay.
So we kind of have people, like, on a schedule. So, like, you know, now it's time to, you know, replace your batteries, you know, change the light. So you get it, like, on this system, because, you know, you hear these horror stories when, you know, people haven't changed their, you know, batteries in their smoke detector or something. And, you know, tragedies happen. So it's really a great organization. You fill out a survey after. Our social worker is part of the whole process. So if there's ever any kind of issue, it comes to me, and
right,
we deal with it immediately. So there's that. And then you have Rebuilding Together Long Island, which is a volunteer organization that does more, it's income based. It does more intensive home assistance kind of thing. So a big request we get is ramps.
Okay.
Which is absolutely amazing. And actually, in this issue of the Pioneer, we had some stories about people who, it's literally changed their lives. Like, now they're able to go outside. When you realize how monumental mm-hmm. that is, it's amazing. And they actually are able to fix. So they'll fix things around the house that are actually impact. They're not going to do cosmetic things.
Right,
I mean, because sometimes, we get, North Hampshire provides a lot, so sometimes you get some wacky things of people asking, you know, can you clean my patio furniture? You know, I said, I would love that service myself. But, you know, it's really things that are creating danger. So there's, you know, problems with, you know, a door or, you know, or access. There's a lot of railings that we put up, grab bars. So, you know, those are two real amazing, amazing organizations. So
you're probably tired of having me ask the same question over and over, but does anybody remove the snow from the sidewalk?
Yeah, unfortunately, we've tried with them, but it's too hard, because people aren't going to be able to get out.
No.
You know, so even these organizations don't have the transportation to get out, you know. And so what we always tell people is to be proactive, contact people before the snow happens, right. You know, so the local landscaper, or you call your local hardware store. A lot of times they have different suggestions and stuff. But, you know, you really have to, because everyone and their brother, you know, waits to the snow to happen, and then wants the snow removed, and it's just never going to happen. You know, we tell people, and I think that's, you know, the whole thing about Project Independence is we want people to remain independent.
Right.
Well.
I agree.
So, you know, you also have to be proactive and make these decisions.
Snow is the most difficult one. And for a senior, in my opinion, just make sure you have enough food and you stay indoors
right.
for 2 days. You don't have to go out anyway, because
yeah.
you're not getting the people.
Yeah.
Nobody. There's no high school kid that goes around and shovels
yeah.
anymore.
Right.
Every now and then in my neighborhood, you'll see somebody come down. If that's the case,
yeah, if a neighbor,
then you got to grab them and say, would you come consistently? I'll give you the money today. Next time it snows, here's the 20, 40, 50 bucks.
Mm-hmm.
And that you rarely see.
No, and help, you know, because in that thing, we've also been trying to, and we're actually having our joint advisory committee theme is based upon this neighbors helping neighbors
right.
concept. Which is important, you know, because it's really important if you are active or not, you know, to really get connected to your neighbors, you know, because we were talking about this recently, me and my friends, and saying, you know, because my husband, the older neighbors, you know, he'll go and, like, shovel, you know, it'll take him 2 seconds to shovel.
Of course.
So it's...
She's bragging. He's like a macho guy.
I mean, Jay.
If you don't shovel, will you get a fine or a ticket?
Yeah.
Believe so, right? Yeah. I mean, you can call 311, and the building department would be the actual under highways to discuss.
But I don't know,
too.
Again, what they talk about a ticket, like, and that's something to look into.
Yeah.
You don't have to be out there within the first 10 minutes. It's impossible. So,
yeah.
But the following day, like, mailman doesn't have to come if you have to schlep through a foot of snow.
Right.
But within 24 hours,
right. And I think,
people
are also,
around.
You know, no one's out there trying to, like, get you. You know, so I think it's... you know, and there's a lot of times if you do call into and have an issue, Project Independence does receive a lot of times the calls of, you know, and we no one's going to say, oh, sorry, you're like out of luck. We're going to try and figure out something. Yeah.
Like I have a snowblower, and when my kids were living with me, they did one, two, they did everybody. But there's one kid on the block. Just say everybody's block has one. You go to them in November and say, listen, every time it snows, just make a path for me. Yeah. Please, I'll give you $25 or $40, whatever the size of your house is.
It just involves a lot of coordinate, you know, and that's what I'm saying. And we try really to preach a Project Independence to just prepare and set plans beforehand. Speaking of that, I know we're running out of time. I want to remind people the next amazing STOP program is at Westbury High School, and that's June 23rd. It's your one-stop shop to get rid of all the junk that you've been collecting your house. We'll go into more detail about that next week. We're rapid. That is, and also it's 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., June 23rd, Westbury High School.
And that's an important one. And anything you may have missed, we say this every time, call 311. And just another reminder, Christina said it already, next week we have Nassau County Executive Laura Curran on the show from 10 to 11, which would be very exciting and informative and everything else. So have a great weekend, everybody. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.